All right, big playoff games tomorrow. What's the opening game, Jackson?
The first game is New Orleans Saints at Seattle.
Ah, and they played earlier this season, and Seattle killed them at home, right?
Yeah.
And I guess we can each make our picks on the game. I would definitely take Seattle, although New Orleans looked pretty good last week on the road. I think Seattle will be hard to beat at home in the playoffs.
I agree. I think Seattle's definitely the team.
All right.
What?
Oh, do you want to make your pick there, Pops?
Pops?
Did a big signal.
I think that this year has been a year of what's going to happen with this team this week. There's been a lot of teams where you go, boy, last week they were good, but that doesn't mean anything this week. And I think the New Orleans Saints have been one of these teams. And to Seattle to a much lesser extent. But you don't know what you're going to get with Drew Brees week to week. I pick Seattle.
Fair enough. We're all in agreement then. And the second game of the day.
Oh, that game is the Colts at the Patriots.
Oh, this will be a much harder one to pick. Because Andrew Luck coming off one of the greatest comebacks you'll see. His team's got to be pretty enthusiastic after that win. But Brady will be at home in the cold weather. Luck just coming out of a dome. I will personally take the Colts, even though I will be rooting for the Patriots.
Mm.
I think the Colts are going to win this one after there.
I'll be the opposite of you. Yeah, I think the Patriots will win. I don't think the Colts are. Both teams are not. Don't have depth, but
that's fair. And their defense looked pretty bad last week.
It's tough for me to pick against New England at home. Tom Brady thrives for these moments, but I disagree with you on that one.
Fair enough.
The Patriots do thrive for these moments, and they do thrive for last-minute wins, and I don't know, they may be the best team that's ever done that. But the best young quarterback that's ever done that, ever, has to be Andrew Luck.
To this point in his career, probably.
I mean, he shows incredible poise. It's going to be a heck of a game. Belichick and Brady, in my mind, are just sorcerers that I don't know if Welker's playing. I don't know if you guys know.
Welker now plays for the Broncos. But but so he will not be playing in this game. I believe he will be playing in the Broncos game. But
I remember saying to you earlier on in the season to you, Dylan, I was saying, boy, this bodes well for New England. Because they are winning with a bad team, close games.
That is true, but losing Gronk had to hurt him a lot.
This is something we have not discussed, have we? And might be the most important thing. Might be what stops New England. Because, boy, Gronkowski. What happens when a quarterback doesn't have a go-to guy?
I mean, yeah, that's what you'll see. I mean, I guess Edelman might be his go-to guy now, but Gronk is arguably best position player in the league. So,
best position player in what sense? What does that mean?
The best at his position.
Which is?
So, like,
tight end.
Yeah, tight end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tight end.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I would say that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's definitely the best tight end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best position player, yeah. So, like,
is that the same thing?
I think best position player means more of he's more impactful as a tight end than like Peterson is as a running back.
He's the most superior player. Exactly how you articulated it, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I think this is the toughest game to call. But when you got a tough game to call and one of those teams has Tom Brady as a quarterback, I think you pick Brady. I want the Colts to win.
That's interesting. I'll be going for the Pats.
And yeah, I'll be going for the Colts.
Oh, wow. We really
picking against Harder every we're time. Hoping for. Very interesting. Yeah. First time this season, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
and that leaves one, doesn't it?
No, two more games.
That leaves two because we have a whole other conference.
Yeah.
The National Football Conference.
Yeah, the first game on Sunday is the 49ers at the Panthers. Now, you guys thought last game was a hard one.
That's very true. I was going to say that this
was. We missed a team here. What happened?
What? No, they split. It's not national and American. Like, it's not one day is American and the other day is national.
Wait, what do you mean?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
There's one of each.
All right. My mistake.
That's all right.
Yeah, so the first game.
By the way, folks, two words that you'll be hearing from me all season. May as well let you know in it. My signature. My mistake.
It's true. We hear it a lot, Jackson and I, every weekend.
Multiple times.
Oh, yes. Okay. 10 times a day, some would say.
Okay, let's talk about, what are we going to talk about? Can I talk, because I think it's the least interesting game, really.
Really?
For
I wouldn't
all
say that.
Four. Well, I haven't said what game it is.
Oh, well, we've already brought up one, but we'll see.
Well, why don't we end with that one? Because the San Diego-Denver game, let's get that out of the way.
Okay,
I think we're all going to be agreeing on who wins, I think.
I think as well, probably.
I think Denver, I think a blowout. I think they might even rest Peyton.
I wouldn't go that far. I don't think Peyton will get to see any rest, but I think it will be a pretty easy win by Denver. I mean, Rivers is pretty good in Denver career-wise, and they beat him earlier, but I don't have any faith in the Chargers, to be honest. And yeah, I will take
Denver.
Easy
win. So I think we can say we all three
Denver.
Pick Denver, huh? Okay, let's go to the last game, and it is maybe the most interesting game of the week.
Possibly. I think it's close with the – with the Pats Colts game.
Well, we have an embarrassment of riches this weekend, no question.
Oh, yeah. And it's the Niners-Panthers.
Niners-Panthers, two teams from the same division. Nope.
No. You want to throw your signature out there, maybe, for the audience one more time?
My mistake. I haven't figured that out.
Yeah, a little bit of a long one.
So we'll work on that also.
Oh, yeah, we'll have lots of chances for it.
Yes, bring us through. Take us through.
Niners, Kaepernick coming off a win in Green Bay, I believe.
Yep.
And now going up to Carolina, where it's much less cold, I'd imagine, although probably pretty cold. And playing Cam Newton, who has he made the playoffs yet, Jackson?
You know what?
First year?
I don't know. I believe this is his first year making the playoffs.
Yeah, and he gets a bye. And
so here's an interesting thing. Who's the older quarterback? Newton. Is it?
No. I don't know.
Same year, right?
Same year?
Yeah.
Same class?
Maybe. I don't know who's got the... But, yeah.
What is the advantage? My question would be this. Because this game is so close. And I think we'll rest on the shoulders of those two quarterbacks.
Yes, I would agree with that.
And
to a point.
Well, wasn't it early
and
in the season? The quarterbacks did nothing?
Yes.
They played each other and the final score was, 10-9 or something?
Yeah,
oh, is that
crazy.
Right?
The quarterbacks absolutely did nothing.
Yeah.
It was all the defense.
It was completely defensive game.
Maybe this will be the difference. Maybe
this
will be opposite.
Yeah. This may be the opposite.
Is
but.
The what advantage does Colin Kaepernick have? Well, first of all, let's start with this. Tell me Newton's postseason experience.
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out here. We both think that he may not have any. But he might have made it his first year. He had an amazing... No, I don't think he did, right?
No, I don't see him.
Yeah, he has never played a postseason game.
Never played a postseason game. So you got... How important is it that Colin... And I would go further than this. And I would ask for his career. How significant is it that Colin Kaepernick has played in the Super Bowl?
I think it's very significant. Very significant.
Yeah,
yes.
Very much. Yeah, I think it's very significant.
I would say that's pretty big. I also think that San Francisco has a more balanced attack. They have a better run game. It's a better coach, but, you know, I think San Francisco may have the edge going into this one, even though they're away.
Yeah, they were the one-point favorite last I saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just 1 point.
Wow.
Let's go to the final game, then.
This is it.
And, of course, we're talking about, everybody knows it, Dylan, you may as well say it.
We're still talking about Carolina versus San Francisco, folks.
Last game. Is that the last game?
Yeah. We haven't made our picks yet, games. And I'll start off the picks. I think I may have hinted earlier, but I would take the San Francisco 49ers. Jackson?
I will go with Carolina Panthers.
Wow. Yeah,
they've only lost one game at home this year. And I believe that was to Seattle early on.
And in the last, they've been the best football team in the last of the season, haven't they? Has there been a better?
Yes, Seattle. Oh. Better in the season, right? They were the number one seed.
No, in the last of the season.
Oh, they started, I think, 1-4 or something.
Yeah.
Really came together.
Yep, 1-3, actually.
1-3.
But yeah, then one.
8 in a row?
Yeah, 8. And they've won 11 in the last 12.
Yeah.
I like Carolina. I think it's a tough pick. It's the hardest pick. But I like Carolina.
Yeah. I my back's against the wall. You got to make a pick, I've been told.
Must make it.
That's the rule.
I think when you don't know, I think that I'm going to go with my heart. And, you know, I saw Russell. He's not playing.
Russell Wilson? No, he's playing in the Seattle game. he's the starting quarterback for Seattle. Kaepernick.
Yeah. Boy, I like Cam. You know, I like his... Now, I remember I did not like him.
Oh.
At one point in this season, and that was when he was Robert Griffin Jr. But when he didn't take...
Yep, that was Robert Griffin Jr.
Yeah. Cam Newton, boy, I like his, his big, oversized, personality. Seems like a real nice guy. Sometimes I get the opposite vibe a little off Kaepernick. Maybe a little bit of a loner. Don't know the man, don't know either of them. Can't say a fan of neither of the teams that much. But that's not what goes into making picks.
Nope.
No, what does?
Who is going to win that week?
Yeah. That is.
Got to go with the home team. Got to go with Cam Newton and the team that he's the quarterback for.
All right. Carolina Panthers is your pick.
Carolina Panthers.
All right.
Now, we went way too long. I don't know why we had to go that long.
That's pretty good.
How long was it, though? Can you see from here?
I think it was about 15 minutes.
I think that's pretty good.
I'll tell you one thing.
I
think it's fun.
Yeah. Well, should we
but
maybe...
I'll tell you another thing. You could get a lot done in a half an hour.
Now, is the mic picked?
So, next round, we've all got our picks set. So, next round, I will have the... Colts against the Denver Broncos playing for the AFC Championship. And that, I think, will be a great game. A repeat of an earlier game where Manning went back to Indy. Now we'll see if Luck can do it in Denver. And I will be taking the Indianapolis Colts to upset the Denver Broncos. I don't think the Broncos have a strong enough defense this year, and I don't think they'll make the Super Bowl.
Let me just jump on that because I have the same two picks. I have.
I believe you took Brady. I believe you have Brady versus Peyton. If we're for.
Yeah, that's.
If we could check the tapes, but I believe you picked the Patriots over the Colts.
Yeah, you picked against your heart.
Yeah, you
just
wanted.
Like I did.
Wanted
okay.
luck.
Yep.
Okay, so me and Jackson picked the same.
You both have the Colts.
Okay, so then
no,
Patriots, we've heard yours, so now we're talking. Our situation is the Patriots versus the Colts.
Or the Broncos, but yeah, definitely the Broncos.
Yeah,
Patriots-Broncos. That's the game set before you, and
That's what we picked. That's what our
we picked Patriots-Broncos.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's a choice Dylan didn't make, but it's, I bet it's a choice that he most wants.
I'd love to see that game. Yeah, that would be an amazing game.
Yeah.
Maybe the rivalry, certainly the rivalry of your time.
Yep.
I think maybe the rivalry of my time too. When I was
possibly
young,
of all time,
the greatest quarterback rivalry of all time.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So when I was young, the quarterback was in Montana, but there was nobody to rival him.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Ali Frazier here. Both careers in their waning time, actually. So, you know, it becomes more and more precious. So hard to tell. My team is Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. I chose them before the season to win. But objectively, when I look at the game, and we saw what happened when they met before, it was heartbreaking for a Denver fan, you know. But
this one will be in Denver, though, if they meet. So a little bit of a different circumstance.
I don't think a team can win the Super Bowl with a defense as bad as Denver has. As much as I want, and everything about me wants Denver to win, but I go with, and I hope it doesn't happen. I have to go with Belichick and Tom Brady to win.
All right, now over to you, Jackson.
We will have three different AFC champions because I'm in Denver. I picked Denver at the end of the year. Still going with them.
Now, is that out of just pride?
Yeah, partially. I won't lie. I do like Denver. I thought it was a kind of a fluke what the Patriots did in New England.
Oh, that was a complete fluke. You're right.
I do think
that was a tie.
Denver can do the same. I think Peyton's super comfortable this year. Obviously, the probably MVP.
Yeah.
And
there's the chance that they could win by 28. There's a chance.
Very true.
There's a chance they never punt. You never know with Peyton Manning.
And now over to the NFC, I believe I had San Francisco going back to Seattle.
Wow.
Which would be a great game.
Wow, what a game.
Again, I think I was the only one who had that. I think everyone
else
at Carolina going to Seattle. But, but in that game, I think it's going to be – I certainly don't think it'll be anything like the first time they met in Seattle. I think it'll be a grind-out game. I think it'll be really – played to the end, but I can't pick against Seattle at home in the dome. No matter how much momentum Kaepernick has coming in, I think I don't know if they've won there yet against Pete Carroll in the dome. It seems like when they meet in the dome, Seattle has their number, and I would take Seattle going to the Super Bowl to meet Indy in what I think will be a great matchup in New York.
I would say that's good that we do it non-verbally. I mean,
well, now that's ruined, but
I must admit I didn't see Russell Wilson play many games. I saw him play one game. Do you remember who he was playing?
You saw him play New Orleans, I believe, but I'm not. I can't be certain.
Unbelievable. And you know, I had said, boy, that Saints quarterback, we all know his name.
Drew Brees.
How do you beat this guy? And then I just saw Russell Wilson, and I said, holy crow. You know, we're reaching this age where age and experience doesn't seem to matter that much because we have so many, you know, precocious players that are well beyond their years. I count Russell Wilson as one of them. I don't know how you beat Russell Wilson. He could win by one. He could win by 30. I think absolutely no question Russell Wilson beats whoever's in front of him.
All right. Okay. Cam Newton would be in your situation.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yep. I also had Panthers against Seattle. And like you guys, I agree Seattle will win. Too good at home.
All right. Fair enough. And we go to our Super Bowl matchups. For me, it will be Indy against Seattle. And that's a tough one for me. Two young quarterbacks, both great, both playing a dome and going to freezing New York City. And I think it'll be a low-scoring, grind-out game. But in the end, I think Seattle's defense and running game will play better in the cold than Indy's. And
Dylan.
One question. Did Kaepernick go to the Super Bowl last year?
Yes. Did.
Fair enough. Go
yeah. ahead. Dylan, Jackson. Seattle plays outside, though.
Do they?
Yes. And they're actually dealing with a lot of weather this week.
Really? I was not aware of that at all. Yeah, this week.
A lot of heavy winds, and they were having trouble actually like holding up the goalposts and stuff.
Oh, but wow.
The thing, you think Seattle's a dome just because they hold the record for the loudest stadium of all time. All
right.
But they are outside in cold weather. So.
Okay, so that will even...
If that changes anything...
Do you want to get back to your prediction?
That'll push mine even farther. You want to
think about it while
farther.
Me and Jackson talk about our predictions?
No, I'm ready. I'm ready
to... I know that
you
will change your mind. You've been known to change your mind given new information.
No, that, if anything, pushes me farther in my belief that that Seattle will win the Super Bowl.
Oh, they won't be worried about.
Yeah, they're still.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's good to know, especially.
Jackson
for
and I
podcast.
Have Seattle versus.
Different teams. You have Seattle, New England, and we have Seattle, Denver over here.
Okay.
Yes.
I am going to make two decisions because I picked Denver before the.
Before the year started.
Before the year started, and before the year started last year, and I feel they could have easily won last year. They didn't because of an odd double overtime loss.
And nope.
Not a double overtime loss, no. An odd throw. I'll tell you why I said that, because it was on Bleacher Report today, and I was like, boy, that's not possible.
Also, just a quick note, you're discussing Denver, who are not in the Super Bowl, as far as you're concerned.
No, I know.
Oh, all right.
I'm just making it.
You're just prefacing it.
I'm saying because I picked before the season that Denver would win.
Yes.
And I still want them to, and I still feel that they will, even though on a specific game I had them beat. But I don't even know if they're going to play that team that I said they're going to play.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
I will say this. I would like to make two predictions then. Denver against Seattle. Let's start with Indy against Seattle.
That's my game.
Yeah.
Well,
you had New England against Seattle. If anything, we should probably stick to your prediction, since that's what we're doing.
Yes, I know. And listen, you're the host. But if I could just indulge, because I picked Denver at the beginning of the year. New England against Seattle and Denver against Seattle, I see definitely as the two options of what we're going to see this year.
Okay.
I find it very hard to imagine Seattle not being in the Super Bowl. Denver, Seattle loses either way, I think.
Really?
They're the better team. But I think they lose either way because just too much is at stake. I don't think... Just the experience. The experience wins out, and the experience, especially when it's combined with incredible competitiveness. And I put Brady up there with Kobe and Jordan as.
I certainly agree.
And the clock's running out, and these guys got to win. And Russell Wilson knows in the back of his head that he has a lot of time left. So, anyways, sorry for muddling up that one, but.
Go
Broncos.
Fair. All right. And Jackson, the final Super Bowl pick, Denver against Seattle.
Correct. And for that, I have Denver. I think, yeah, like Norm said, just experience alone. I don't think Russell Wilson and Seattle has enough, so I'm going with Denver.
Fair enough. Yeah. So we have.
Who you pick?
I've got Seattle.
You pick Seattle?
I've got Seattle over the Colts in a close game. Jackson has Denver winning it all, Peyton getting a second ring, and you have Brady or Peyton
just
going for
Lori
five.
Joe, we have a guest in the studio, sideline reporter Lori Hoekstra.
Uh-huh.
Who's seen the game a little different, right, from the...
That is true, but I'm in here...
No, we're not, listen, we're not making anything up. She's just a girl. And, she's a nice girl. We're not doing any of this crazy stuff. We're serious people here. And you know, Lori Jo watches a lot of football, you know.
Sure, she's welcome to make her Super Bowl prediction.
Lori?
I am definitely going to go with Seattle.
Oh, excellent.
That's my pick.
And it's Seattle.
Did they beat a certain team that you have?
They're going to beat Denver.
Seattle.
Yep. I didn't hear your picks, but I am going to go with them because I like their uniforms a lot. I've said that for many years.
Oh, Seattle's. I would agree.
This is the podcast where people agree more than disagree, and I think it's refreshing.
Time to sign off.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll see. Everyone seems to have left the studio. I guess I'll be the one to turn the lights off here. And for Jackson Hoekstra and Devery McIntosh, this is Norm McDonald reminding you, listen, folks, it's just a game. Be a good sport. No.